This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agon Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael, we're endeavoring to explain the tefillah that we say every morning, the 15th of the Berachos HaShachar. Hamaver Sheina Me'eno Yisnuma Me'af Apoi V'hirat Tzuma Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Melkei Avoseinu Shetargileinu B'Soi Rosecha. So we explained 2 weeks ago something that really resonated with me from the Siach Yitzchak, and that is, this is a somewhat of an odd couple. Why do we juxtapose God opening up our eyes in the morning to God train us in the right path, cling us to the Torah, attach us to the Torah, make the Torah routine to us, attach us to the mitzvahs? What does opening up our eyes in the morning have to do with being Nisragel in the Torah? And we explained that basically the big crossroads of life is the moment that one wakes up. How does one utilize his opening moments of the day? Many get distracted. They open up their eyes and they check their phone and they check the news and whatever they do. And one needs to sort of dedicate the opening of the wake up. As soon as thought enters one's mind, one has to try to utilize those first thoughts for gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for another day, to utilize those first thoughts to Avas Hashem. And the first re'iyah, the first glance should be dedicated to a mitzvah, and of course, the first diburim. And last week we explained the machloikis between Rav Yaakov Emdin, Rav Zalman Hena, the Ataras Kanim, in terms of how far can a person go in terms of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him spiritually. Is it u'kefeyes yitzreinu l'hishtabed lach, u'kefeyes yitzreinu l'hishtabed lach? And we learned that tefillos for spirituality are very important. And today we're going to learn a little bit about the philosophy behind that. And that is, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam make it such that he expects us and wants us to pray for our spirituality? Because at the end of the day, when it comes to free will, God does not tamper with our free will. He does not even as much as suggest to us what we should do. So why is it that it's so important for us to pray to Him, that we should be successful spiritually? Why wouldn't He just leave it up to us? And another very important question is Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara says in the Gemara, it's Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, going on to Nun Aleph, Amud Beis, but it's also Gemara in Kedushin. Lamed Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzrei Shodim Esgabra Lo B'chol Yoyim, Shenema Rak Rak Kol Hayoyim. Every day the Yitzhar tries to prevail upon a person. Amar Rav Shem Ben Lakish, Yitzhar Shadam Mizgaber Allah B'choyom Vakish Laham Yisai. Every day the Yitzhar strengthens himself over a person, tries to kill the person. Shenamrat Soifer Rasha Latzadik Mivakish Laham Yisai. Vil Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'ozer Loi Eino Yachalai. If God would not help us, we would not be able to prevail. In other words, man versus Yetzer Hara, it's not 50-50. We would have thought we are a competitive foe to the Yetzer Hara, and it's a 50-50 battle. And if we strengthen ourselves, we could overcome. And if we don't, the Yetzer Hara could overcome. The Gemara is revealing to us is not true. The Yetzer Hara is stronger than us. We are not a competitive foe for the Yetzer Hara. And if God would not help us, we would lose. So we don't only need God to beat the Yetzer Hara, we need God just to be in the rink in the first place. And the question raises Rav Itzla Petterberg, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, author of the Shaus HaTshuvos, Pri Yitzchak. He says, V'lechayra yipla ma'oid, ki la'eza tachlis barak hazro sa'adam al-zeh ofen. Why would God make us in this way? Asher lo yiyah ha'koyach b'yadu natzech Yetzer Hara, that we don't have the capacity to beat the Yetzer Hara, built the Ezer Meim Hashem, without help from God. Madua Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyach V'Oiz B'Zeh LeYetzer Hara. Why did God give such strength to the evil incarnation, Ad Ki Lo Yuchal La'Adam Levad L'Natzchai, that we cannot on our own defeat the Yetzer Hara, Ki Yim Be'Ezer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless God helps us? Mahu Priya Toyelas Mizeh. What's the purpose? What's the benefit? Anyway, we have to put in the effort to beat. In other words, once we're in the rink, we're the ones who have to beat the Yetzer Hara, and God's not making us beat the Yetzer. So anyway, it's up to our free choice. So why would God arrange it in a way that that naturally the Yetzirah is stronger than us, and we need God's help just to be on an even playing field. And says Rav Yitzchak Petterberg, this is not my question, but my Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, already raised this question in his Maimer Eitz Pri, Kfar Tama Alze, Admer Hagon Achosav, the Maimer Eitz Pri. I was zoicha to be at the kever of Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberg on Har HaZisim. So Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberg says like this, I have a question. Is food important? Hevel Havalim, who needs food? Just eat porridge 3 times a day. Is money important? Havel Havalim, it's not worth anything. Is a house important? What do you need a house? Every Oilam Azah, it's all empty. A person might say that. When it comes to davening Shemona Esrei, why should I say Moedim Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu? Why should I thank him? What did he give me already? Food. Food, it's Hevel Havalim. It's empty. Money. Money is worthless. What is money? What could you do with money? What did Hashem give me? He gave me a house? In 70 years, it will probably, crumble or something. Should a person say, all the toivos of Olam Hazeh are Havel Havalim, v'chol hachamudos, v'hashashuim, hima nekam hashvam, should a person say that all the candy, dessert, food, all the treats, it's nothing. A person shouldn't say that. Gam yasher yitein lo yolekim oishav v'nechosim v'chavet gam zehav oros ruach. Even though the wisest of all men taught us wealth, property, honor, it's all empty. Should we have this attitude to the King of Glory? Should we have this attitude to the King of Glory and say that all of these benefits are really empty? Aren't we, if we thank Hashem for the benefits of this world that He bestows on us, aren't we like a little child who loves his... If you give a little child a lollipop, so he'll love the person who gave him the lollipop. So are we supposed to love God because God gave us food, or He gave us money, or He gave us kavod? Is this really proper? Ha'im yispala adam me'ava kazush, should a person be compelled by such love? Kein ma'betzel ha'melech ha'kod ba'ava kazeh. What does God even gain from such love? No, this is a big mistake. God wants us to say food? Oh, it's so geshmak. Challah, it's so geshmak. Thank you, Hashem, for the challah. Gefilte fish, oh, it's so enjoyable. Thank you, Hashem, for the fish. God wants us to love Him because of these things. Zehu ritzoyna yizbarach asher adam yarbe lahakir lizboinein tamid arav tuvay v'chasadav. Hashem wants a person to recognize and to contemplate always the abundance of His chesed. Lahoidoisloy, to thank Him, ula'avois, and to love Him. Look in the Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel Simen Yud Zayin, that one of the Mailois Hoel Yoinois is always contemplating the Chazdei Hashem and thinking about it. Shenemar V'Zachartes Kol HaDerech. And David HaMelech says, V'Yizboininu Chazdei Hashem. This is what Chazal say. You need to love God B'chol Levavecha with your two Yetzers. Your Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. What does it mean to love God with my Yetzer Hara? How do I love God with my Yetzer Hara? You know how you love God with my Yetzer Hara? You love God because I love food, so I'm going to use the love I have for food to appreciate food, to utilize and to say, well, that what a great benefit food is. Thank you, Hashem. I love you because of that. I like honor, so if I get any honor, I say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me some respect. Even though I know it's empty and it's nothing, but I use my Yetzahara to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say to love God with both of your yetzers, for the two types of love mentioned earlier, ha'avas ha'toy v'zeo ha'aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the abundance of goodness. And also, of course, the higher level of love is avas ha'roimimus, the love of God because of His majestic greatness. That's the yetzer toiv. Ki lo Tivaleid Elam Mitach Yediyah V'Askola, that will only be born through a knowledge and an appreciation, L'Havin L'Haskel B'Gadol Rami Musay, to understand and comprehend His Majesty, K'masha Kasva Rambam, and Hukas Yisoy De'at Torah, that by contemplating nature, Miyad Hu Oyev, the Rambam says. But not everyone's on such a madriga to say, I'm going to analyze the universe and come to recognize the wisdom and the power of my Creator, but everyone is on the madriga to love Hashem through the Yetzer Hara. And by loving the Ribbono Shel Olam through the Yetzer Hara, what does it mean to love God through the Yetzer Hara? Take your base loves and say, God, if you give me food and you give me pleasure, I thank you for that. Ulam ha'ava b'yad goydach ha'sada v'hasmadas tevas v'yani ha'gashmim, loving God for His abundant kindness and goodness in physical matters, hine gam b'kayach ha'yetzah hara v'ataiva. That is through the strength of the Yetzar and Taiva Tzarech le'oiv la'kadosh baruch hu, you need to love God, she'mashpi aloi mituvaysa v'chasada v'hasbi aloi v'tzayna, that God bestows upon us from His goodness and kindness. The truth is, the more I'm into food, the more I love God. Here you have a guy, I'm a big tzaddik. To me, food, it doesn't do anything. I hold my nose when I eat. I'm such a big tzaddik. So he's not going to love God so much because he doesn't appreciate food, but a guy who relishes the food that he eats, he has a greater opportunity to love God through his Yetzer Hara. The more you love Olam Hazeh, Eloi Ken Yosef Ava, LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ad Shemashpi Eloi, Mitov Olam Hazeh, Masbi Eloi Ritzoinoi. V'al Ken, therefore, Ho'ava Azois, Be'ad Hashpas HaToiv, Minyani Agashmim, Tuchun B'Shem Ava B'Yetzer Hara. This love, because of Inyani Agashmim, is called Ava of the Yetzer Hara. This is what it means, V'yahavtois Hashem l'kacha b'chol avavcha b'shnei yitzrecha, to love God with both b'chinos of Ava. Not only Avas haroimimus, not only the high madrega, I love God because, you know how much power and wisdom was needed to form the ecosystems and the various phenomena in nature? That's Avas haroimimus. But you need to love God. God, I thank you that you gave me a bed. Well, yeah, I'm such a big tzaddik, I sleep on a wooden board. No, someone who sleeps on a very comfortable mattress and loves sleeping and loves rest, he could love Hashem even more because he loves Hashem for the pleasure of resting on a bed. Okay, now we go to the next page. V'cheinu b'inyan, by the way, this comes from the Sefer Koich Ve'ar, Perek Tes of Rav Itzla Petterberg, and what I did over here was, I basically summarized it. I took out the main paragraphs that I want to focus on. So let's continue. The same thing regarding praising Hashem, blessing Hashem, davening to Hashem, ba'ad kol inyanei hagashmim etzarcha adam el mazah. Praying, blessing, thanking Hashem for all physical things. Ki ritzoino yizbarach hu asher ha'odom yarbe lahakar uzbonim ravtu v'chaz v'yodil l'tom l'chasov. God wants us constantly to be aware of Him and to thank Him. V'chein, so God doesn't say, well, once a day say, thank you Hashem for giving me food. No, God wants us to make 100 blessings a day. Which means God wants us to constantly live with Him and be aware of Him and thank Him. Every detail of this world you need to thank Hashem for. Like Chazal say in Ketzen Mevarchim, Asur lo'ila adam she'yehanam in ha'olam hazeh b'loy bracha. It is forbidden for a person to derive benefit from this world without a blessing. And they rely it on a pasuk of Lashem ha'aretzim aloya. Why do I need to thank Hashem for a jelly bean and for chocolate milk, or none of those things you should eat, or for avocado or flaxseed, whether you're healthy or you're unhealthy? Why do I need to thank? It's all empty. No, that's God's will. That a person not only thank Him for everything, but pray to Him constantly. Hashem, I know You fed me today. Please feed me tomorrow. The Zohar writes, before every meal, you should pray for your next meal. It is the will of God that we constantly beg for mercy. That Hashem, please give me food. Please give me livelihood. Please give me a home. Please fulfill my needs. And Hashem answers us. This is what it means in the Medrash in Eicha on the Pasuk, Toiv Hashem Lekoivav. God is good to those who hope to Him. I would think to everyone, Talmud Loimar, Lenefesh, Tidrashenu, Marv Rabbeisai, it was worth it to come down to this world to absorb this next lesson. It says in Eicha, Toiv Hashem Lekoivav, Lenefesh, Tidrashenu, God is good to those who have bitachon in Him, to those who pray to Him. Listen carefully. God is good to those who trust in Him, to those who pray to Him. We all know that one of the foundations of service of Hashem is bitachon. Trust. How many psukim talk about bitachon? Not to trust in any man. Not to put your faith in any man. Only trust in God. Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach B'Hashem. Now, the minhag in the world is, if a rich person says to a poor man, I will provide for you, and he provides for him, let's say he provides for him for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, for 10 years, is the ani going to knock on the house of the rich man and say, please give me money today, please give me money today, please give me money today? It's probably insulting. The rich man will say, you don't trust me? I've been providing for you for the last 20 years. Let's say a person is 70 years old. God's been providing for you for 70 years. Isn't it insulting to go to God? Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu, God, give me parnasa. God's scratching his head. I've been giving you meals. When was the last time you didn't have a meal? You have a bank account. You have excess money, right? You have more money right now in your account than you need today, and probably even more than you need tomorrow, and probably even more than you need for the rest of your life, possibly, and you have for your children and your grandchildren. So God says, why are you asking me for money? I haven't come through for you for many, many, many decades. But no, that's a mistake. In the manner of the world, the rich man says, don't ask me. You know, you could trust me. God doesn't say, don't ask me. God says, I want you to ask me. I want you to trust in me, but I still want you to ask me. That's an amazing thing. It would be disrespectful for the poor man to ask the rich man for parnasa. And for this I would say, ki kemoi kein kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzave l'ha'adam losum iftachai bai. When Hashem commands a person to put his faith in Him, umazbiatam l'chol chai ratzoin, and God says, put your faith in me, I will satisfy your needs, why do we then need to daven? I mean, isn't tefillah a contradiction? Isn't the concept of prayer antithetical to trust in Hashem? If you trust in Him, you don't have to ask Him. Imagine if a kid said to his parent, Daddy, Tati, are you going to make me a bar mitzvah? And the parent says, yeah, don't worry. And every day the kid asks his father, are you going to make me a bar mitzvah? Wouldn't it be insulting? Would we have expected God would want this from us? By the way, I want to thank, I had a Rebbe, a great Rebbe, Rebbe Eliyahu Meza. He taught me this piece of the Koich Le'ar maybe about 25 years ago. This is, what an important question this is. Do we ever think about this? Isn't tefillah a stira to bitachon? Achein loichein hadavar. This is not so. Ki habitachon levad einoy maspik. It's not enough to trust in God. Ritzoinu yizbarach shemayhu. It is God's will. Asher im habitachon yispalel adam v'yivakesh rachem ofanav. It is the will of Hashem that we pray to Him and we ask for mercy. Constantly, daily, three times a day, more often than that. Then our eyes will be lifted up on high to God, ki yapvik ratzamita, that we should achieve His goodwill, l'malos mishas levavah the taiva, that He should fulfill our desires, v'chasher kein, and because of this, kavlanu avis ha'kadosh mispar gimel pa m'chal yoyim, our forefathers enacted that we should pray three times a day. Zehu ma'asha amru chazal b'medrash. This is the meaning of the medrash. Toiv Hashem l'koivav. God is good to those who trust in Him. I would think to anybody, even to those who don't pray. Therefore it says, no, don't make that mistake. Gam l'mishen misal of klal, ki ein tzach rak l'kavis. I would think all you have to do is trust. Talmud loymar. L'nefesh tidrishenu hainu ki ima bitachoin tzach gam kein lidrus valvan of tamid. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Why does God want this from us? God needs it? It gives Him a boost? Chas v'shalem. Everything God wants from us is for our benefit. God is above and beyond. His essence is unaffected, unchanged, and unaltered by any blessing or praise we offer Him. He doesn't need our praises and our tefillah. God knows it all. But the purpose of Briyas Adam Olam Hazeh is to give us Olam Haba. We all know this. This is 101 of Judaism. Olam Hazeh, Doimer L'Prozim Tnei Olam Haba. How do we get Olam Haba? Ba'ad Pri Yegiya Kapa V'amolei B'Torah Mitzvahis. Through our efforts in Torah, through our efforts in Mitzvahis. Says Rav Itzala. Therefore, we have a warning. You know what that warning is? God says, if you want to be successful in fulfilling your mission in this world, please do me a favor. Don't forget about me. I created you for a short stay in Olam Hazeh to be able to acquire Torah and Mitzvahs, but you'll only be successful if you don't forget about me. Because the moment you become very successful, the moment you have a lot of material wealth and resources, the moment that you feel that you have this world down and things are always going your way, that's the moment you forget about me, and the moment you forget about me is the moment you blow your mission. So God says, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you remain true to your mission, to be aware of what you're here for, and always to remember me. Rabbeinu Yoina teaches us that the lav of Hishamer Lecha Pen Tishkachas Hashem, we're warned to remember Hashem Yisbarach at every moment. V'hainu kikasha yia zichroina Hashem Yisbarach v'kar levav etamid. When a person remembers God always, yeilech bedarchei Hashem Yisham, that will keep you on the straight and the narrow. Like the Shulchan Aruch opens, what's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. So the bottom line is God does us a favor. Let's say someone's a millionaire, or someone is wealthy. So this person is in a big danger. He's going to forget about Hashem. He's going to think, look, I don't need God. I have enough money to last me until 120. But Hashem does us a favor. Every benefit you get in this world, remember me, remember me, remember me, remember me 100 times a day. Every apple you eat, every meal that you eat, every benefit that you experience, you have to remember me. This will keep you on the straight and narrow. Amnam kashar nefesh kula b'masar achayim rav yetzalev adam ramen urav levavi panon tam v'chomer tzolchen adam olo shkoach b'Hashem. Because we are imprisoned in the chains of physicality, and our evil inclination is evil from our youth, and we are naturally inclined to taiva. Therefore, it is from the chachma, the yisparach shemai, lefanois derech l'adam liskarbay, to clear a path that we should remember Him always through gashmias. In other words, you should know, you think food is empty? Food is very meaningful, because since we need it and we like it, it is an opportunity for us to use food to remember Hashem constantly, constantly. The tziva, and God said, you know what? Don't just trust in me, because if you just trust in me, you're prone to forget me. I want you to beg me, beg me, beg me, all day long. Maybe then you won't forget me. The tziva ki adam yisvalav tamim v'akshach milfan yisvalach altsrochav. We need to ask Hashem, Hashem, please give us food. Hashem, please give us parnasa. Hashem, please give us nachas. Hashem, please help us get to our destination. Hashem, help us be successful at our ambitions. Hashem, help us be successful at this opportunity. We need to remember always his constant benefits to us. To thank him for everything we benefit from Olam Hazeh. Now, yeah? We're just going to mute everyone. Okay. This is the Pshat in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says they asked the Rashbi, why didn't the man just fall one time for Klal Yisrael? You know, the man fell daily. Why didn't the man just fall once a year? You know, wouldn't that have been a more expeditious and a much smoother system that the man should fall once a year, and the Klal Yisrael would have put it in storehouses? Why do they have to schlep out every day? They have to wake up early in the morning with their baskets and gather the man and bring it back home. So the Rashbi said like this: this is like a king of flesh and blood that has one kid, and he gives him food once a year. So the kid visits the father once a year. You know, if a parent is smart, if a parent gives a kid money, so a parent who's not so smart will give the kid $1,000 once a year. Guess how many times the kid's going to visit you? If you give him money, let's say, once a year before Rosh Hashanah, your kid will visit you once a year. But if you're smart, instead of giving $1,000 once a year, you give him $100 every month, I guarantee you, your kid will come visit more often, right? Same thing with the grandchildren. If you give the grandchildren, I see Joe is already, I see the gears churning.
Yeah, that's the wrong message. You want to come to me only when you get money? You want to come to me because you love me?
Yeah, but the reality is that the kids are busy and the grandchildren have their own lives. And if the grandparents want to make sure that they see the kids, then the more they make it, the more often it becomes worth it for them, the more likely that the visits will be more routine. So what did the...
your grandchildren. It's wonderful.
So what does the parent do? The king said, you know what, kid, instead of me giving you one big donation once a year, I'm going to give you food every day. Af Yisrael, someone has four or five kids and he's worried. Oy vai, I had food today. What's going to be tomorrow? We're going to die. So every single night, Klal Yisrael, a Yid would, before he would go to sleep, and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I know you provided for me today. Provide for me tomorrow. If I don't have food tomorrow, I have five kids. They're not going to have anything to eat. Otherwise, if Hashem would give us food once a year, so every Erev Rosh Hashanah, it would be a very serious time, and we'd say, God, give us another year. But that would be the last time we would come and encounter Hashem in a meaningful way. But ask Rav Itzel of Petterburg such a compelling question. You're telling me that if the Jews did not have food in the Midbar every day, they would forget about Hashem? I mean, we're talking about the generation of the desert. They saw God ayin ba'ayin. They saw Anani HaKavod. They just saw God on Har Sinai. He just took them out of Egypt and they pointed, Zekeli v'Amveyu. You're telling me these people, if they don't have breakfast, they're going to forget about Hashem. L'chayra yipla, says Rav Itzela. Kinei dar amin rasha ayin ba'ayin roz. Kvar Hashem ha'gadol ha'nar ve'in safik. Their avoida, they weren't loving God because of frosted flakes or fruity pebbles. They were loving God because of God's majesty, grandeur, wisdom. Yiras haroimimus. Hashem needed to ensure to twist their arm and say, Yidalach, I'm giving you breakfast only for today. If you want tomorrow, you're going to have to come and beg me tonight. Why would they need that? Weren't they on the higher madrega of Yiras haroimimus? Says Rav Itzela, chen ze hadavar. Yup, that's it. God is not trying to scare them or twist their arm. Achein hinei kol adam l'fi madregasai b'yirat sarshiyah yirasam banav tamir lo yizgachem. It is incumbent that a Jew does not deviate, slacken, weaken his energies of having the recognition of Hashem constantly on his face, because there is such a danger that we are prone to forget about Hashem. Achin kasher adam ola l'shikcha. You know how prone we are to forget about Hashem? The moment we make a few bucks, the moment we're a little bit successful, God is out the window. That's human nature. It doesn't matter if yesterday we saw Him split the sea or we pointed Him on our Sinai. And therefore, in Yonei Gashmiim, that are all Bidei Shamayim, we need the Chasdei Hashem. Now here's the thing, this is Mamish genius. You ready? We all know that our money is Biyad Hashem. And therefore, that sort of twists our arm ever so slightly. You know, God, I know I need You. I know I need You. Because my livelihood and my health is dependent on You. God, I know my health is dependent on You. So every day I'm going to say, Hashem, preserve my health. Heal me. The fact that our Gashmius is dependent on Hashem makes us that we cannot afford to forget about Hashem. This is what Chazal are telling us. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they were worried. Maybe the man won't fall and they'll all die. So this would focus their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this fear, maybe the man would not fall, made them remember Hashem, made them focus on Hashem, to daven, to thank Him. And then this would allow them to sort of redirect themselves into the focus of Hashem, and then be able to hook back into their Yiras HaRoimimus. There's no question the Jews of the desert did not serve Hashem for the man. It's not that they loved Hashem because of their food. They loved Hashem because of God's greatness and power and wisdom. It's just every human being is in danger of forgetting about Hashem. So we need our breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and money, and physicality to help us constantly remember Hashem. So now Rav Itzla says the Chiddush of the year. Now we understand why God made it, that the Yetzer Hara is naturally stronger than us. Isn't it a pele? Why did God do this? If at the end of the day we all have free will and it's up to us to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs, why would God empower the Yetzer Hara stronger than a person? You hear the strength of this question? God should just give us 50-50, create a Yetzer Hara that's equal to us, and now it's up to us to beat the Yetzer Hara. But God did not do that. God made a Yetzer Hara stronger than us, and we need Him just to be on equal playing field. For what reason? You know why? Because when it comes to physicality, which we recognize, is we're completely dependent on God. We know that's all Bidei Shamayim, and we always need the Chesed of Hashem and to daven. That will ensure that we always remember Him, to go in His ways and to keep the Torah. But we might think that in a spiritual plane, since it's up to me whether I'm going to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, and it's my free choice, then we're in danger of forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And otherwise, maybe spiritual success can lend itself to forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you have somebody, he is such a Talmud Chacham, he knows Torah so well, he's amassed so many mitzvahs, that he's so successful. He says, God, I don't even need You anymore to do what You want. And now the person is in danger of forgetting about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God saw fit then to tie man down, so that even in Ruchnius we cannot achieve anything without His help. And therefore God empowered the Yetzer Hara that it will overpower a person unless Hashem helps him. And therefore we have no choice but lehispalel elav, to pray, Ribbono Shlom, save me from the Yetzer Hara. Don't forsake me to the Yetzer Hara. How many tefillos did David HaMelech offer for his nefesh? What do we daven every day? And this is the subject of today's shir. V'al tashlet banu Yetzer Hara. God wanted it. Not only are we dependent on Him for food, for money, for health, we, even in that arena that it's dependent on us, we're dependent on Him. Even in Ruchnius, where it's up to our free choice, we're dependent on Him. That's all dependent on this principle that if Hashem would not help us, we cannot prevail. But this does not contradict Bechira, because when a person does his part and puts in all the requisite effort to conquest the Yetzer Hara, then Hashem will help him. Since the person perforce must rely on the help of Hashem in any avenue that you go, in your livelihood, in your health, in your family, and even in your ruchnius, and especially in your ruchnius. Therefore, every avenue of our life and all aspects of our life assist us in not making that mistake to ever forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that will help us, that will ensure that we're focused on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, what our mission is in this world, and this is ultimately the great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mesayeya us, to give us siyata d'shmaya, to fulfill our mission in this world. And that's why these tefillos for Ruchnius are so important. Rabbi Isai, thank you so much. Have a great Shabbos.
Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi. Thank you.
Shkoyach, shkoyach. Kol tov. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.